Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Carried up Bison, 2-on-1 on entry. J.J. Paterka fires and scores! Early goal here in the second. It's 4-1 Buffalo.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Good morning, everybody. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it on Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
For you to say good morning.
Well, you know, some people are having a good morning. Some people may. I don't want to put everyone in a box.
Or are you wishing people a good morning because of what happened?
Well, take it as you want.
There you go.
Take it as you
want. I love that. That's a perfect way to open this.
Have the morning you want to have.
Have Bingo. The morning you want. Have the day you want to have, baby. And you know what? We're going to choose to have the day that we want to have here. And something happened last night.
J.J. Paterka, he is no longer a Buffalo Sabre. We had a little bit of Sabres after dark.
Not
in the way that we normally are used to. It was a little bit like the bean after dark effect for the Buffalo Bills. I think this deal went down, became official around midnight or a little bit after.
Yep.
And the Sabres get in return. No picks, just two players. They get Michael Kesselring and Josh Doan from the Utah Mammoth. J.J. Paterka also signs a 5-year, $7.75 million per contract extension with Utah. He joins a very formidable forward group there, and the Sabres in return get what looks to be a bottom six forward, but a top four defenseman to add to their blue line. On face value, doesn't look great.
On paper, this is a deal that you lose. And that is on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. Weird things happen in trades all the time. But oftentimes when you deal the best player in a trade, it doesn't go well. And what do we know? I feel like Sabres fans are acutely familiar with that phrasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because oftentimes the Sabres have been trading the best player in deals. But even the smaller ones, when you get a player like a Ryan McLeod, for example, you got the better player in the deal. It still rings true. Even in a smaller scale deal. Here's the thing. I promised vitriol and piss and vinegar last night, okay?
Yeah, you did.
I did. And you're still going to get some of it. But there is context that has to be added in this. Now that Everyone's been able to wake up. You have your caffeine in any form of drink that you choose, be it an energy drink, a coffee, or if you're a psychopath like me, sometimes like having a pop at 10 in the morning. Unhinged behavior, I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
But caffeine's still caffeine. Now, though, that you have some time to process this, do remember, Michael Kesselring is not a schmuck. The defense did get better. And that might benefit a player that nobody is really going to talk about in a trade like this because he's not involved directly. But that might help Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen find some form again.
Well, I mean, that was a big argument about defenses because I heard Matt Bove on earlier today with Sal and Joe, and he kind of mentioned about the goaltenders too. Like, you look around the market, free agency and or trade, there really isn't that guy that you're like, oh, that's an instant
better. Oh, the
goaltender
market is cheeks.
Yeah. There's not that instant better option than UPL, Levi, or even Reimer. So how do you get better at goalie? I mean, the easiest way to do that outside of adding a new goalie is, well, get better on the blue line. Get better defensively.
You try to help stabilize the group and prove that two seasons ago was not a one-off for UPL.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. It's not safe. It's a risk. It's also shown as sitting on your hands, so to say. But it is both at the same time. Like, inaction is the decision, but inaction is also a huge risk, and you're taking a chance on this. Is it being safe? I don't think so. No, your job is probably on the line at this point. And considering how unpopular the trade has been, the Barbarians are marching toward the gate. Kevin Adams, you have a lot of work to do this weekend.
Yeah, Rome's on fire a bit. Don't play the loot. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
It is
don't
simple
pull a
right
Nero.
Now. You have a lot of work to do. You still had a lot of work to do before this trade, and making this move really didn't change much of that. Because if they were dealing Paterka and they were dealing Byram, okay, you got one of them done. What are you going to do with the next?
Weirdly, he got the one done. I know Chatty Dominguez of Expected Buffalo saying it too. That they got the one done that most people were expecting to drag out into the summer.
Not even just necessarily drag it out in the summer. Maybe even into the next year.
Yeah, maybe not happen at all in this offseason. And like you mentioned, like going to next year. Instead, it's done before the draft. Byram seems all but it's going to happen. We're
it
now
seems
kind
like
of
it's
just
going
waiting
to
on the report and then the official announcement. But for me, at least, having slept on it, relaxed, and heard a little bit from the morning, you know, seeing some stuff on Kesselring and Doan and stuff like that, and even Paterka as well. I want to see what this team looks like on Monday.
It might be more...
Going into free agency, I want to know what this team looks like on Monday.
The trade might be more even than we are initially reacting to is what this is. Now, I promise this, here it comes. It's still not a good look. For saying something about misinformation just days ago, feeling bad for the fans because there's misinformation out there. And then days later, you've traded the player after not dispelling those rumors in the presser, by the way. So that didn't really help with the misinformation that you so say is out there. Do not gaslight people like that, is my big thing. It is an air of arrogance that has not been earned. Nor should it be given. And people are going to look at this in a way that is going to spew anger and vitriol. Because you have earned no good faith. On the heels of that presser, where people felt worse about the team than they did before you spoke on Monday, this is not going to do you any favors. Most trades involving a player with the Sabres after that presser were not going to be anything favorable for you. But you look at the most valuable trade chip that they have in the offseason, and it is an underwhelming return.
Mm-hmm.
It is not disappointing. It's not like you're getting nothing back.
But it is underwhelming.
It is underwhelming. And underwhelming is probably the best word to use for this. It also, I like what Joe DiBiase said earlier. Right off the rip, I do believe. It's a confirmation bias. For a team that doesn't like that doesn't spend to the cap, you're telling me that JJ wouldn't sign 7.7 here? I don't. And the other thing is this. You have just given anybody who doesn't want to be here an easy out. And a hilariously easy out. You had 4 years of team control. But at the first sign of discontent, you're going to trade a guy? We want people that want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, there are plenty of fans that don't want to be here anymore. Can you set up a trade for them?
Vegas would probably be interested.
There are plenty of fans around here that have given up on watching hockey, yeah, that have watched it for decades. And I don't know any people. I don't know many people in this sort of sense personally, but I've heard it enough from working here,
mm-hmm,
from being here. There are fans that don't want to be here anymore. Can you set up a deal for them then? Release them of this pain? Because they're the ones that you should, yeah, be feeling bad for, and it's not for the misinformation.
It's just, I'm saying nothing new. I think everyone's pretty much said it here on the station, but like that's where PR, know how to say things. I heard Matt Beauvais come on to like and talk about the misinformation thing. It's just, yeah, just get a PR coach. They're probably not all that expensive. You're a pro sports organization. You could pay for it. You'll be fine. Look, for my thing is also, winning cures all.
Because
even the condescending or arrogant attitude in the press conferences could all of a sudden be, you know, it could be turned into a positive where it's like, oh, cheeky, he's always doing something kind of deal. But when you lose all the time, when you're in a historic playoff drought in a sport where 50% of the teams make the playoffs, everything looks bad. And then when you don't talk the best, when you don't present yourself in the best, it looks so much worse. And so, like, Derek, like we talked about it in a little bit in the pre-show, too. There were very few trades for Paterka that would have Sabres fans going, okay, I don't love that Paterka's gone, but I love this. But I can make this work.
There is a contingency on this. Do remember conversations that we'd been having. Remember how I said, and this is, I doubt it happens at this point. I have zero faith in this sort of thing. But remember how I said the pipe dream of Mitch Marner.
Mm-hmm.
And the contingencies that if you trade JJ Paterka, I want it in blood. That I get a player like this coming like as a top six forward. You have a lot of work to do, Kevin.
Yeah.
You do. And oh, by the way, I mentioned the arrogance not earned.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the farewell post?
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting on that. We are still waiting on anything like that, which I think.
Which speaks to being petty at this point.
I don't know if it does. I think that may speak to how bad it actually was internally. Again, that may be me trying to make a silver lining out of this, but it really may have gotten to a point where they were really good publicly, but internally they were not good feelings.
For the same organization that didn't have a welcome back for Jason Palmaville, no, don't make the same mistake again.
No, I know.
Don't.
I mean, they haven't really earned my trust, but I'm trying to have an interesting time this offseason
because
they make it hard.
Because when you are this bad,
mm-hmm,
these things get pointed out.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Do want to hear from you throughout the morning on your feelings about JJ Paterka heading to Utah. Sabres get two players in return. It does appear it's going to help out their blue line. They maybe get a bottom six forward, but I think it's all kind of setting up for this should be a very, very exciting might be a strong word, but maybe that is true.
Interesting is a good word for
it. Interesting might be the best one. Next few days for the Buffalo Sabres, with the draft being tomorrow, free agency starting next Tuesday, could be a hell of a time for that. But let's get connected to our fans now, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We will start with the man who has been waiting maybe far too long, Mark on the line. Mark, how are we doing today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of wondering if you guys have worked on the COVID disease there, because I'm feeling worse as a Sabres fan than I did before I turned on the show.
I'm sorry.
But however, the fastest exit from the Buffalo Sabres organization belongs to none other than Pat LaFontaine. It only took him months to get into the organization and get out of the organization. He definitely did not want to be here. But the Sabres ills go all it's all the personnel you've hired, your GMs, your coaches throughout the years that have ruined the product. We had good players on this team, far better than they perform once they are out of here. Yes, underwhelming is a kind word. J.J. Paterka at $7 million, yeah, I'd take him all day long. But you also got to look at this coaching staff. If you want to be in the Stanley Cup, you want to make the playoffs, you got to have people that have been there that can coach you. You don't want people like Matt Ellis going, hey, don't you want to win the Cup, when he's never won the Cup until. Well, what kind of motivation is that? Marty Wilford. These guys needed to be vacated a long time ago. We needed a better general manager and coaching staff. It's plain and simple. It's not the players. It's who they've hired to get the players in and to train the players. But that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to think anymore, because, you know, you could have kept Dylan Cozens and you could have kept J.J. Paterka far longer and tried to work out a better deal down the road. When you have control of players, guess what? Control them. Point blank. I'm out.
Mark, thanks for the call,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Mark.
I agree on a lot on the coaching general manager. The Cousins thing, I was ready for Cousins to move on. I think we had found out kind of what player he was.
It's also, you might have traded him at his lowest value.
Yeah,
that's probably what Mark is hinting at in that scenario.
But on the coaching and the general managers, I don't totally agree on any guys to win the Cup, because you look at Bylsma, you look at Adams, like they were part of Cup-winning teams. Adams is a player, Bylsma, I believe, is a coach. That didn't lead to anything. But yeah, like development, it has not been wonderful for the Sabres. They have a lot of young prospects. None of them are really Paterka was kind of the guy.
And I think that's where a lot of the soreness comes from dealing Paterka.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the group of four that were here, and three of them were on the same line together, the kid line.
Yeah.
And then you throw Peyton Krebs into this. Krebs obviously not homegrown like the other three, but that's your core group of youngsters at that point. Mm-hmm. All acquired and growing at the same time, developing at the same time together. And the only difference is that Cousins couldn't get into the AHL to play in Rochester.
Yeah.
Which, that's a story for another day, about how the NHL and the CHL, like, it's just...
seems to really handcuff teams with development.
It really does handcuff teams with development. But that's for another day. But in Rochester, it was Quinn, Krebs, Paterka.
Mm-hmm.
And Paterka was the best player on that ice almost every night. And now that group of four, Paterka was the only one showing that he could live up to the potential.
Mm-hmm.
Krebs is languishing in the bottom six. Cousins is already off the team. Quinn has had injury decimate him. Paterka's the one out of four that it looks like you hit on. Out of all four of them, and he is the one that gets traded.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another reminder that life is cruel.
But and it was for a trade as well that didn't necessarily blow people away. Like that's my thing.
Yes.
Now I do wonder, and I was thinking about this morning. Let's say the players stay the exact same, and you add in a second round pick. So it's three assets. Is there a different feeling? I don't know. But I do wonder if
there's a pick swap from 9 to 4, for example.
Something like that as well. Is there a different feeling? Like for me,
probably.
I tweeted last night, give me Kesselring and 4. Because then 4, I could either draft somebody who might be starting for me day one, or I can use that in 9 to really get frisky. A
couple of Utah reporters were stunned that they kept 4.
Right. And so I think that's part of it as well, is that Utah, outside of like two guys that they really liked, are not sitting here going, oh, all right, I mean... They're not having the same conversation of robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's where you want to feel with the trade, is when both franchises are sitting there going, okay, let's hope this works, rather than Utah going, we're going to score a lot. We're going to be fun. And Buffalo is hoping their defense is better and improves their goaltending as well. And they're hoping that Josh Dome becomes a little bit better of a player. Or, if you're like me, hoping, and hope is a hell of a strategy. It's not one.
Right.
That Byram is traded along with maybe nine for a top six forward. One that will move the meter a little bit here. Whether that be a Rossi or an Elias Pettersson. We'll go back to that kind of deal because apparently Vancouver's really enamored by Byram. But that is sort of where we're at now. And I think that's maybe the most frustrating thing about the trade is that I don't see Utah being all that concerned about what they've done.
I'm going to say this. I was more angry last night, and I'm a little more mellowed out now. I still have plenty of my criticisms there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, take the fact that these players in Kesselring and Doan, they probably will be decent fits for this team. This trade should not be looked at in isolation.
I don't think it can.
It cannot be because they had needs. They needed to get a player for Owen Power. That checkbox has been checked. I don't know if you, like, honestly, this is going to sound arrogant. I don't know if you need to get a player to play next to Rasmus Dahlin. Most anyone can.
You still might want to think about it.
You still want to think about it or at least get a decent body in there.
Not a bad idea.
But now, you still needed those two spots on defense, right? Mm-hmm. One for Dahlin, one for Power. And then, you know, maybe if you could upgrade something in the top six, you could. Now it is flipped.
Mm-hmm.
You still have two boxes to check. And you now only have one premium asset to trade. Can you get it all done with Bowen Byram? Probably not.
Nope.
And would anyone have faith in that happening? No. That said, like I said, Kevin Adams got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another call here. Randy is up next. Randy, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Like most fans, I was a little disappointed when I heard the return. But if you dig into it, I'm starting to feel a little better about the trade. Kesselring's metrics are very good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goals above average, shots, everything. I think he's going to instantly make Power better, which should hopefully make the goaltending better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was originally hearing that it might be Bo Byron and the ninth for that defensive spot next to Power. But if now you can flip Power and the ninth pick for Pettersson or even the guy that I hear St. Louis might be looking to get rid of, and I can't remember his name right
now. Jordan Kyrou.
Yep.
Yes, I mean if you can flip that, that's gold for the Sabres. So.
Yeah, Jordan Kyrou would be a lot of fun. Randy, thanks for the call. I think he had 36 goals this year,
and that's why.
I mean, if you got Jordan Kyrou, like, I'm not going to lie, most is forgiven.
Ready?
I would be very excited.
And that's why I say we cannot take this trade mm-hmm. and look at it mm-hmm. into isolation at this point. No, this is going to have to be a part of an entire offseason. And if not enough is done, if the boxes aren't checked, then yeah, everyone grab the flamethrower and fire it at the chair because the seat needs to be hotter.
Than it already is.
Exactly.
It needs to be nuclear.
Yeah. So that's the part to me. Like, I've gotten to a point now where it is, this cannot be looked at in isolation as the only thing that they do, particularly because I don't know how I'm going to react if it is the only thing they do.
And you're
that is a terrifying thought, everyone.
You're going longer picture of the entire offseason. For me, it is much more, I want to see how this team looks on Monday. Because I do fully anticipate Byram is traded during the draft period here. I want to see what they look like heading into free agency on Tuesday.
You want to make sure it's done.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's done by the start of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because that's when more no-move clauses are going to kick in across 100%. The league.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's why you cannot look at it in isolation.
803-0550, the number to call. Reed, Lee, Jerry, Alex, and others. We will get to you after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're talking things. JJ Paterka, no longer a Buffalo Sabre, traded late last night.
Late last night, by the way.
Kept a lot of us from our comfy beds.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for that. I really appreciate the fact of I'm playing in the 11-day power play tonight, and I didn't really get the sleep that I would have preferred.
I was just laying in my bed, like the photo you get of like can't sleep at 3 a.m. Why? And it's the person with the full brightness of their phone on as they're laying in bed. That was me.
Yeah, that was also me.
I wasn't even sitting up either. I was laying down.
I couldn't go to bed after that.
Yeah.
So thanks. Really appreciate that.
I went right to bed. I saw the return. I was like, all right, see y'all in the AM. Bye.
Have fun. But 11-day power play. Team WGR takes the S at 6 o'clock tonight, by the way.
Very, very exciting.
Oh, and you scoring tonight? He's not listening.
He's into the immediately perked up.
Oh, and you scoring tonight?
Oh, I'm going to score tonight.
You're in net, though, right?
Yeah.
But you're scoring tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Love that attitude. Josh, you scoring tonight?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Love that. Much better from last week. Go ahead. Give me that question.
I was going to say, am I scoring tonight? Are you scoring tonight?
Oh, you better. Bet. I'm leading the team in goals tonight. Let's go.
Leading the team in goals tonight. Two.
Two would still do it.
Still do it.
Amongst GR staff, our helpers of Alan Davis's buddies, they're much better than we all are.
I won't be scoring tonight, though. I will be working.
You will be here.
As I do every year for the 11th.
Also, I think this is the perfect time to tweet that picture of Zach skating.
Oh, absolutely.
Man. It is a tough look. I don't know where those sweatpants are. That was my big takeaway from that picture was I do not know where those sweatpants are. Speaking of the 11-day power play, it is a very... very busy week of the NHL. We also have the draft coming up. Our own Brayton Wilson, him and Brian Coase are going to be part of day one NHL coverage. Brayton does have his mock draft up at our website, WGR550.com. Coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Fiegel Carr and Joy Shore Border Attorneys, and by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. 803-0550, the number two call. We are sitting here all morning taking your calls. We'll also be checking in with Jeremy White. It's about 20 minutes or so to get a check-in on the 100 holes of golf over at Wanaka Country Club. We'll be talking again to him in the later segment, but we are talking to you now. And first up in this segment, let's go to Reed on the line. Reed, how are we doing on this fine morning?
I'm not doing that great, you know, being a Kevin Adams hater, but and a JJ Paterka lover, and that was the one decision that he made back when he got the job back in 2020 that he got gifted with that 34th pick. So not a big fan of that because that makes zero sense and loses all credibility of him to me as a professional. And especially if you guys mentioned the message that sends to the players in the locker room with the contract that he just signed makes absolutely zero sense. And what the earlier caller, Mark, said about the Cousins trade, that one I agree with you. That one needed to happen. Big overrated player, but that contract was just terrible. The return was just even worse. But the way that Kevin Adams' unearned arrogance, like you guys also mentioned, mocking the fan base the other day, and then just over 24 hours later does this trade in our faces, especially at midnight, is insanity in its full form. But anyways, Sal and Matt were just talking about movie quotes earlier, so I'll bring up a movie and say, you know who wasn't arrogant when bringing up serious changes like Kevin Adams did this week in a mocking way to his fans and family? Back in 2003, the coach of the Illinois Polytech football team and Tom Baker, when he said he was moving his family back from Midland back to Chicago, he didn't say he felt bad for his family and fans. He said this would make them a bigger and stronger family.
Was that a Cheaper by the Dozen quote, by the way?
I don't know. That's a deep pull.
I feel like that was a Cheaper by the Dozen because he said 2003. I feel
the
like
world
that was
will never know.
That was Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yes! Steve Martin, baby.
There we go.
So Tom Welling, too, by the way. Superman coming out next month. Tom Welling, Smallville. It's a hell of a pull by me. Yes, I also had a Bridge to Terabithia conversation yesterday with a listener because we were talking about Dune Messiah in the next James Bond movie. I have been on a roll with movies lately.
Good job.
I've been on a roll.
Proud of you.
Feeling good. Feeling really, really good.
Yep.
Hey. It's just I don't know if Adams was trying to mock the fans. Like, that's my thing. I think it's just the way he presents everything will be taken in the worst light.
And it's also not necessarily...
I don't think he's saying it how he means.
But the thing is, yeah, you mentioned it, the media coach sort of thing. But again, you pitch to fans about misinformation. You bring up a conversation, you bring up unprompted Matias Samuelson to try to prove your point. And then you do nothing to answer the question itself. Because immediately, I do believe it was Harrington that goes, that's not a no.
Yeah.
Like, just say, I don't have much to say on the J.J. Paterka front right now.
That's the thing. There were so many things to take from the press conference, but one of them, I think for most of us, was Paterka's out.
Yeah. Immediately, everyone's like, okay, so J.J., like, he did nothing to quell those rumors. But also, yeah, it is a form of, I don't know if it's necessarily a form of gaslighting, but it does seem like it's something where you're trying to make this about something else when ultimately that person was proven right. I have to walk back on a ton of smack talk about Frank Saravalli because I was getting annoyed that he was the only one reporting anything about J.J. Paterka on a consistent manner like this. You got me. That's probably the most unfortunate thing about last night is that I had to walk that back.
Yep.
And many people did. Like,
I did feel...
I had to walk that back, and I'm like, okay, I don't love that.
I felt
bad,
though.
So I guess we'll see what the return is.
I felt bad, though, for Frankie S. He had the entire report the entire way, and then at the last minute where everyone's just waiting for the return, Elliot Friedman came in out of nowhere.
Oh, that was...
I was like, this was Saravalli's moment.
That was diabolical.
This is his moment.
That was diabolical by Friedman, swooping in to get the actual trade details when Saravalli was the one purporting this the whole time, and then reporting first on the scene that the trade call is happening. And then Friedman's like, hey, here's the deets.
It's tough.
I'd imagine the man was punching air.
I was for him, and I don't even really care for him.
I don't like him, and I felt bad.
I was sitting there going, that's not fair. That's not right. That's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's funny. But.
I'm not a huge fan of him, and even I felt bad in that moment. Oh, like, tough. Oh, that's rough. That's ruthless.
Tough. 803-0550, the number to call. Next up this morning, Lee is on the line.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, actually. Doing well.
Good, good. My feeling on this, I have a couple things here. My feeling on this is the same feeling I had when... You know, I'm just going with my day, like when the Bills were missing the playoffs for 17 straight years. Mm-hmm. It's a spit image of this. I think everyone's sitting there talking about players and coaches and stuff like that, but no one's really mentioned exactly like when Pegula bought the Bills, he was going through coaches. He went through Rex Ryan. Yeah. He went through a general manager. And he finally found the two good eggs, if you want to say, in a basket, with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott that came in and said, we got a plan. Don't you think it's time for Pegula? And everyone's sitting there saying, well, it's Adams. And I do put the blame on Adams. And I am not defending him in any type of way. But the bottom line is Pegula had a hand in this. Where Brandon Bean has, okay, I can do whatever I want. I have full control. And that was, to me, that's one of the reasons why LaFontaine left. Mm-hmm. There's no culture here. And that's the problem with the Sabres. Just as everybody says, well, Josh Allen came to the Bills and changed everything. No, the culture was changing before Josh Allen got here. And I just think you need to get two good heads in there and a good scouting staff. And I'm not sitting there saying Brandon Bean hits on everything. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. But you're hitting on guys with the Sabres and Sam Reinhart, Jack Eichel, you know, J.J. Paterka, and you keep trading these guys away, we might as well be a farm team. If this is the case, no one wants to come here.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to come here. And that is the same situation what happened with the Bills until they started changing their culture. And I feel like Pegula has more interest in the Bills than he does with the Sabres. I didn't see Pegula sitting next to Adams the other day, but when there's a press conference with the Bills, Pegula's sitting right there. Pegula's at every drafting, every free agent signing. He is not there with the Sabres. And that's telling me right there, does he even really care?
Yeah, Lee, thanks for the call. This is something that's been brought up a lot this week. I've been on with, obviously, Schulman Bulldog producing their show. This is something that's been brought up a lot with Pegula, because I think for many of us here in the media, there's this there's a 50-50 split, I think, with Sabres fans with Pegula. There's a feeling that he cares too much and that his hands are too far into the cookie jar. And then there's a feeling of, does he care at all? And I think the problem is, and Lee brings this up, when do we see him with the Sabres? We don't hear from him. Now, some will say, good. He doesn't really say much that's good anyways when he speaks to the media. But to be fair, after all of these years, there does come a time where I think a lot of fans just want to hear the man give a reason why.
And I'm going to disagree about the proportion. I don't think it's a 50-50 split anymore. It is going to be much more unfavorably toward the opinion of an absentee owner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see him. It's as simple as that.
You don't see him.
Why is Jarmo Kekalainen working from Columbus? Like, is it just logistically? Boy. Well, I would imagine logistically, is it just he needs to take time to buy a home here in Buffalo? Mm-hmm. Or is this even a long-term thing for him? We don't know. We don't know that part of it. But it's a bad optics, to say the least, that he's working from Columbus. It's not good.
It's a tough optics.
And
I'm with Paul on that. That was one of the things I took away from that press conference that really perked my ears up, where I was like, what do you mean he's in Columbus?
And it sounds like an owner that is being cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The Fairburn article really did point out a good amount of these things as well, of how he does try to run something where they don't want to spend to the cap. And I'm sorry.
Some of these trades would also prove
that
point.
This trade also is proving that point.
Yeah.
Terry, if you're dealing with problems with money, then sell the team. You'll get a great cash influx. I'm telling you right now.
You also wonder, too, like, is the new Bill Stadium.
Ready? Then sell the Sabres.
Yeah.
You'll get your money.
Yeah, it'll help out. You know, I don't know.
Because I'm definitely getting tired of half the fan base having to be tired for 14 years. I'm feeling that frustration, and I'm not saying it as like blaming them for this. No. It's that I have to empathize, and I will empathize.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to feel that with you all, because it's something you shouldn't go through. None of us should be going through.
It is a difficult situation,
Escapism should not make you miserable.
No, because that's the thing. Sports, at its most innocent thing, is it's escapism.
And
that's
Terry Pegula's ownership of the Buffalo Sabres has had them miss the playoffs more than they had missed combined. There have been more years in a row than the Sabres had missed before his ownership combined in their franchise history. A proud franchise.
Yeah.
And you have taken people that watch hockey, love hockey, and they don't care anymore.
It's a bad look. I don't think I've ever said this. I was 2 years ago, I was at the Prospect Challenge, and I ran into Terry Pegula. Said a quick hello, nothing crazy. I was simply a fan at the time. At that moment, I was just a fan. And that was during a period where I think a lot of us were excited about the team. And I'm not saying, like, you know, I will always have very not great opinions of sports owners. That's just with every organization. But I will never forget how I felt three off seasons ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was three off seasons ago.
Felt like, man, they are so fun, and remember this with the Bills. No, we really didn't have that with the Bills. They got good really suddenly, and this has been a strong growth for the Sabres, and it just went away so quickly. And I want to get back there. I still believe that Pegula is an owner that really, really wants the Sabres to do well, because he's a hockey guy first. But you can almost imagine, from a human aspect, the Bills basically print money for me. And the Sabres are difficult. I don't know what to do.
But also,
throw your hands up in the air.
But if you sell a professional franchise, you get money that is all of a sudden a little more liquid.
Right. 803-0550, the number two call. Going to take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll get a quick word in from Jeremy White, who's doing the 100 Holes Golf from Wanaka Country Club today. We'll see how many birdies he's got. We'll see how the weather is over there as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, which is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Talking a lot about the J.J. Paterka trade to Utah. Now the Utah Mammoth, by the way, which...
I do like the name.
I would say, do you have a thought on their name?
I like the name. Yeah. I like the jersey design. I think it's good.
I think it's solid. Fine.
It's solid.
I don't care for any of the new names. It takes a few years for me to be like, okay. Like, I got to marinate with it, you know? It's like wine.
To me, any name is better than being the hockey club.
See, I don't know. That was growing on me a little bit. Same with football team with Washington. It was growing on me a little bit.
The football team's worse.
I like it with soccer, though, where they just have FC.
Hockey club hits well, but football team, no.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a formal name.
I know somebody who has a lot of thoughts on NHL hockey club names. He's also participating in the 100 holes of golf. As we go to the Western Hotline, we get to check in with our morning show host, Jeremy White. Jeremy, how are we doing this morning?
What's up? What's up, fellas? Mammoth is okay, but that's only because we've been gaslit by Kraken.
I was going to see if we were going to get a Kraken slam in here. All right. So yeah,
the Kraken, it's terrible.
It hasn't grown on you yet?
No.
We'll get there.
Their entire existence, they're going to... Everyone knows they don't even wish they didn't do it. Like, we actually did that. We're the Kraken. Okay, great. What a mistake.
Got to live with this bet we made.
I kind of like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's okay. Yeah. Again, I think every new name, it's going to take a few years.
I kind of like it.
I finally come around to the Golden Knights.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeremy, first of all, congrats on your reclaiming of the crown of things happening when you are not in the studio.
Thank you.
Does it feel good?
I stayed up way too long last night following the Paterka trade to get up this early to play a lot of golf. So I had to know what the return was. And I went to bed and figured, all right, well, some smart people will tell me if it's good or not.
There you go. That's usually what I do is I'll wait for the smart people to tell me how they feel and we'll work from there. But you mentioned this morning you got up early. You're playing golf, 100 holes of golf at Wanaka Country Club as you're raising money for awareness for Live Like Luca Fund. And how's that been going this morning?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We got, ideal conditions here. It's not too hot. Breeze off the lake. So a little rain earlier. We've had some years. The weather has been a little bit more challenging, but a lot of good people out here raising a lot of money. Every birdie, we've got, people that have pledged an amount of money for birdie. So everybody's rooting for everybody. I'm playing with two golfers that absolutely smash the ball. So that's fun to watch. Like, it's like a spectator sport out here for me. So, great day. One of the best days of the year for us out here because we get to do this all for a good cause and play a lot of golf.
I totally feel that spectator sport. I played golf one time with Owen Parker and watching that man drive the ball, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna park back here and just hear the gunshot that is your driver.
Sorry, I almost saw a first hole in one of my life.
Oh man, come on.
Almost saw it. So yeah. Right, watching guys hit the ball as far as you've ever really seen it in person, and that's that. So, but it's a good time. It's a good time.
Very nice. So, how long will this typically go? Because you mentioned you got up early. We're about 11 o'clock now. I mean, I'm assuming it's still a lot of hours left here.
Yeah, we're about 34 holes in.
Okay.
So, another 18, another 18, another 18. We'll be finished up tonight, probably maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock in that neighborhood. 7:15. So, yeah, I don't know what time it is. It's 11. Okay. All right. Well, a lot of golf left.
You're getting there.
A lot of golf left. Probably, I'd imagine, a lot of smack talk from our friend Nate Geary.
I guess so. I mean, Nate plays a lot of golf. He should be better than me. I feel unaffected by the smack. Like, I love to play, but I don't play as much. So, it is what it is. But our match is coming up at 12:05, yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, enjoy the day. We'll be checking out your Twitter as well. Is that where people can donate?
Look for us on social. Nate and I are going to do a bunch of stuff on social media, on Twitter and all that. Owen will be here with us helping so we can try to get a fundraising effort going. I've got a fundraising match scheduled for 12 o'clock. So, our match will have a fundraising match. So stay tuned for that.
Owen's caddying
for you guys for a little bit, and then he's
Owen's caddying.
And then he's heading down to Harbor Center to join me and some others to skate. So busy day for him.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Jeremy. That was Jeremy White there playing the 100-hole golf at Wanaka Country Club. Owen, a long day.
Long day. He's
also
still here.
Also got up. And he's still here.
He's still putting the work in.
Man, look at him go.
Still going.
That is going to be Red Bull o'clock real soon for him.
No, it's the energy of being young. To have the early 20s back. I would kill for them.
See, I'm like mid-20s and like 9 o'clock can't come fast enough. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll get back on the J.J. Paterka trade. Roller coaster, train, bus ride, all of the above. After a quick timeout, Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Why would you do this?
Surprise, surprise. McDavid, Eichel, 1-2. Listen. People who are fans of pro sports in Buffalo, they are tortured fans. Bills, Sabres. How might this young man change things in the city of Buffalo?
He can take a game over by himself because he's just so strong. He's so physical. He can be nasty if he has to be. He has played against men and thrived against men. This is not going to be a big transition for Jack Eichel.
Why would you do that?
That does not make fun of the anniversary.
Not all anniversaries have to be celebrated, Josh.
I think what's really funny hearing that back, how much has changed for the Bills since that?
Because I
don't know who was speaking there when he was like tortured sports fans.
Yeah.
You know, the Bill. And that's 2015. That's
the Bills are.
That feels like there is no end in sight for the drought.
Nearing their end unknowingly.
That's the thing. It nears its end, but it's in a weird season where they have a negative point differential. They're not particularly good, but it happens.
But it happens, and we all partied. Oh, and we partied.
But like at that point, it felt like there was no end in sight, and like how quickly things have changed. Where like now the Bills are arguably the second or third most marketable team in the NFL.
Yeah, it took 2 years
behind only Philadelphia and the Chiefs.
Took 2 years from breaking the drought to become this, what they are now. So I do like that you bring up like the Bills and how much things have changed.
It's immediately my thought
since that clip. And I'm over here like, why would you do this to me, Joshua?
And also, but also, you think about it, that night of that draft, no, they don't get McDavid, but whose vibes were significantly higher? The Sabres. By a mile.
And it was because Edmonton had that perception because they had already won the number one overall pick several years in a row. And now it's like, oh, they get it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on, maybe we can stop giving Edmonton the number one overall pick, please. That'd be great.
But like, but you think about that draft night. I mean, they already added Evander Kane late in the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
They make the Ryan O'Reilly trade, I believe, either it's that night, don't they? The Ryan O'Reilly trade that night?
The acquisition, yes.
Yes. So you add him. You add like the
Lehner
vibes
as well.
The vibes at that time.
They also add Lehner in that day as well. I remember that day for two things. One, obviously, Buffalo selects Jack Eichel. The other, me thinking that Don Sweeney was on mushrooms with his draft class.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. They had three first-round picks. Boston had
all and he passed on Matthew Barzal all three times.
Yeah.
It
was not just that he had three first-round picks. They were all consecutive.
That's right, they were. Speaking of making a ton of first-round draft picks, last night was the NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets had five first-round picks last night. They made them all.
That's sicko behavior, and I love it.
Really? You made them all? Really?
Ready? That's sicko. That's why I love it.
It is one of those where
it's like— because it's sicko.
And from everything I saw from like sicko NBA behavior. Draft people, they're like, this is horrendous. I hate everything about this draft.
I love
this
it.
Draft.
I love it.
But I remember that night, too. I was at the time working as a lifeguard. I'm a junior in high school at the time. And my dad texted me like an hour left in my shift because I was on my break. And he's like, do you want to go like to the draft party at the arena? So me and him went. And I just remember, I think we were actually sitting in the 300s or maybe it was all the 100s. But just like seeing everything come down, it was still like somewhat the early days of Twitter. So, like, you know, there was excitement there and just seeing everything happening. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun at that time.
You know?
And it's so stark to where, I mean, the Bills at the time, what was going on with the Bills? Nothing good.
Nothing good. But now, though, you mention it, though. And now, 10 years to that clip, here we all are.
Yeah, we're
still dealing with the misery of the Sabres.
And the Sabres drought was not that long. It really wasn't.
It was only at 4 years at the time.
It was part of that. There will be pain.
There will be pain. Suffering. There will be suffering. But there is supposed to be hope on the other side. And then we fell into an endless chasm where we do not know where the end is currently.
Just a wild ride for those 10 years. But to remember like those feelings at the time for both sports franchises, wildly different. The only thing that would make that even more hysterical is if the Bills had won a Super Bowl in this window where you're like, also, man, how did that happen in these 10 years and the Sabres did nothing?
It is also kind of wild and fitting, though, that the general manager that traded Jack Eichel is the one that's still here.
Still here, yep. 803-0550, the number two call. Let's go back to your phone calls. Alex is up first. Alex, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, surprisingly. All right. Thanks for having me on.
Giddy up.
Hey, that's good, though.
I was the first caller on the afternoon show after the Kevin Adams press conference, and I'm feeling much better today.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's not all bad here, I think. Well, first I wanted to say that I love you guys. I love when you have the mic on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack, I think you're a rising star. You're entertaining. You're level-headed. You're reasonable. Derek, you are not those last two things. It took me about a year to like understand you, but then once it clicked, I can't get enough. I love when you guys are running the show.
Hey, man, it took you to understand me 1 year. What's the secret? Because I don't understand me, and I'm 36.
still trying to figure it out.
I think the secret is just roll with it and ride with it, and you know.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared to answer that. The why, kind of like Kevin Adams, but. Know that the sentiment is sincere. Back to the Sabres, specifically Peterka. Like, I don't hate this trade. What have we been clamoring for all offseason? A partner for Owen Power. Not for years we've been talking about that. And any good trade is going to hurt a bit initially. And I think the hard thing here is to separate our hate. I don't think hate is really that strong of a word. Shouldn't hate anyone, but it's hard to separate our hate for Kevin Adams from the actual hockey decision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were upset about the McLeod trade last year. Certainly not to this level, but it worked out. People have noted that Peterka is a one-dimensional player. At this point in his career, he could get better. But the Sabres need to win now, and they address arguably their biggest need in the deal. albeit creating another hole. And that's my next point, is that part of the value in this trade that people are saying, you know, we didn't get enough, part of the value is that Kesserling's on a $1.5 million restricted contract, if I'm clear. So we're, you know, we could have signed Paterka to a qualifying offer, but I don't think that would have gone over. So we, you know, in a way, we're saving $6 million in cash space on the deal. The thing that's I'm worried about is whether we're actually going to do anything with that. So,
right.
Derek, you touched on this. Like, we need to see what happens next.
Yep.
We need to see what happens with Byram free agency, if the Sabres are actually if they're actually going to spend to the cap. But Kesserling, I really like this kid from what I've seen. Like, he's huge. He can skate. He can hit, and he's got a little swagger to him. So I'm actually optimistic, and you know, I didn't want to trade Paterka, but here we are. So now, you know, I'm trying to look at this with a glass half full. I think it's just really hard for fans to get past the, you know, how they feel about Kevin Adams and look at this objectively. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Alex, man, thanks for the call.
Appreciate all of that, by the way.
I would say, I don't want to say like great job just because, like, you know, he gave us compliments, but like, thank you.
But also he brought good takes.
I think that is something. We had a caller who wasn't able to hold on, but I really wanted to get to his point. I believe his name was Mike. But his point was, like, it would be easier if I didn't have to Google these players. Like, that's what Josh was
able
to
put Jerry.
In the description. Jerry. He was able to put in the description. Like, it'd be nice if I didn't have to Google these players. I think that is part of it. Of you know, there's the vitriol, the hate, however you want to put it, towards Kevin Adams. There is a strong belief, I'd say, by 95% of the fan base, he should not still be in the job. The press conference this week did not help. So anything he does, especially when he's trading, quote-unquote, arguably, the best player in the trade, it's not going to go over well. It doesn't help either when us in Buffalo, it's probably not a lot of Sabres fans were watching Utah Mammoth games last year, or, well, Utah Hockey Club games last year.
Right.
There probably weren't a ton. So you hear about this young defenseman, but honestly, we won't know until the fall if he's any good or not on the Sabres. So there is this feeling of what the hell are we doing? What's going on? But I do think Alex brings up a good point that, well, we've been kind of asking for a defensive partner for Owen Power for a few years now. He seems to fit this role. He is a big guy. He's fast.
He can skate well.
He's
That's
got skill. This could be a long-term partnership for him. And if the Sabres do trade Byram for a top six forward, or they pair him in the ninth overall pick to go get a guy like Elias Pettersson, or if they just trade Byram for, you know, argument's sake, Marco Rossi, what have you. All of a sudden, and this is why I...
It lands Marco Rossi.
I know. I'm being aggressive there, but just follow me here a little for a second. That's why for me, it's just, let me get to Monday.
And that's why I said, we can't look at the trade in a vacuum or in isolation. And also, for the people that are upset still, I'm with, like, I get it,
mm-hmm.
and I understand, and I'm kind of with you. But something Alex said makes a good point there. Sometimes to get something, you have to give something and it hurts. I do think it was an underwhelming value return on the player given.
Mm-hmm.
But Kesselring is not he's not just a guy.
Every NHL person I see is they're like, that is a guy.
If there's some form of solace in this, I'm not going to say Adam's cooked. I am going to say there's at least some piece of substance coming back here. There is some meat on this bone. Not as much as you would have liked or what you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got some wings and, like, they got over-fried and, like, there's a little bit of meat off the bone at that point. Like, it's a little disappointing. But there's still something there.
And the sauce is good.
The sauce is good. Yes. That's Kesselring. That's Kesselring. That's the sauce. So, yeah. I think that's all. There's a lot of good points in there from Alex. So good call. Thank you for that call and appreciate that.
And something Paul said today with Sal and Joe, too, about Paterka and something Alex brought up. And, you know, look, he can absolutely develop more.
Right.
But the player that is leaving Buffalo is very one-dimensional and has a very high shot percentage. And so, and it's the player that's leaving Buffalo. It's not the player that may become in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a good chance, because he is not good in his own end at all, that he does stay that one-dimensional player. And for Utah now, he is their second highest paid player.
That is the part that they're banking on, is that he takes that next step that is being projected.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that that is a fair assessment. The Sabres are doing the same thing. Both teams are making a projection here.
Yeah. Paterka, though, and this is where you'll get in the more just broad fan on Twitter feelings, Paterka's the flashier player. He's the more known player. He did put up 68 points last year and 50 the year prior, and he's 23.
And he scored 28 and 27 goals in consecutive years.
Yeah, easily he's the more flashy player, and arguably he's the better player right now. But what the Sabres needed now was guys to help them today, and they needed to get better defensively. They arguably, with the goaltending situation, can't really have forwards who are bad on defense.
Yes. I will say, like I said, underwhelming is probably the proper word on the return, but there's something that is there. I don't like, though, that the misinformation thing immediately is able to be turned around on now. And I don't like that you have 4 years of control and you're trading somebody on the first sign of malcontent.
Now, that is a good point to bring up, is that
And that's something Alex brings up with, like, the hatred and the vitriol towards Kevin Adams. This part doesn't help.
No, because there literally any pushback on a young ascending player, like the first time in forever that you had a second round pick actually become anything, he's gone. A young
and
fun
say
player.
He doesn't sign. Like you qualify him so that you at least have control. Say he decides to like head home, for example.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Sabres now have to trade him. Are you telling me that there's going to be a diminished return on a 23-year-old forward who scored 27 and 28 goals in consecutive years? No, you're probably getting at least the same return if he forces your hand. Just because teams know doesn't mean that they're not competing with each other, right? So I feel like you had some more time to posture and dance on this one.
I think that's why most people thought it would drag in either to the summer or even the next year. It is very stunning that this happened before Byram. If Byram is traded at all, I think he will be. But that was always the belief going into this week, is that Byram would be traded during the draft or around the draft, and we would see what happens with Paterka. The hope being you sign him to a long-term deal, but a trade always sort of hovering over you. Instead, it's Paterka first, and now you're kind of hinging on Byram being part of a top six forward move. Or do you go into the free agency well? Nikolaj Ehlers is a guy that has been brought up a lot as someone that they could go and go get. You know, how much does that make you feel good as if Byram is part of a trade to maybe add another defenseman or another forward, and then they also add Ehlers? Like, there are moves the Sabres can make.
There are moves that can be made.
That can make you excited. I'm not saying it's going to be exciting as 10 years ago when, you were all of a sudden looking at a Vander Kane, Ryan O'Reilly, and Jack Eichel.
And Leonard.
And Reinhardt. I'm not saying that. But also, I've been bullish on saying I don't think this team is that far off. I think they really just need to get better defensively and have more timely saves from goaltenders. And if that happens, they should be a playoff team.
So when it comes down to it, though, ultimately, for me, and I think this is something I'm going to profess at this point, I'm overall not thrilled, but there is something good coming back in here. And this trade cannot be looked at in isolation. You said it. Let's get to Monday. Let's get to Monday. Let's find out what the roster is looking like from there. And even then, free agency is a thing. And I know that the Sabres don't really use it, let alone Kevin Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But even historically as a franchise, they don't.
Yeah, right. Right.
But there are players that are going to be out there this year. Like, it's going to happen. That's a reality. We'll find out what we get. Because even then, like, the re-signings will have happened by then. Those late re-signings for UFAs. We'll find out what the actual free agent market class is going to look like by Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're going to know. So let's get through. Honestly, let's talk in a week. I'm allowing myself to reserve for more anger next week on Thursday, when I'm in front of a microphone again. Or, I mean, I will be all of next week. But, like, I'm just saying, a week from now, let's give it a proper gauge of overall what does the start of your offseason look like, and is it a recipe for success, or did you not do enough?
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. Michael up next. Michael, you're on WGR. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, the signing of Pekalainen making a big splash. I wake up this morning, it's pouring like a monsoon. Not quite the splash that I was looking for.
Nice. I like the analogy.
Fair.
here we sign these two, and then they come up with a trade like this. Don't quite understand it. I'm a Sabres fan. I bleed blue and gold. I used to practice with them quite a bit as a goalie. And, you know, I'm willing to sit it out a little bit more. What are your thoughts, though, number one, on Ryan Johnson? He was supposed to be a highly touted prospect, defensive prospect. But lately he seems to have been kind of idle down in Rochester. And my other point is really any goalie in this system or in the NHL, there's not a lot of them that would really have a heck of a chance with the way that they've been playing behind the blue line.
Agreed.
And, I really don't think any goalie back there would do well. But one thing I am thinking, though, is I truly believe that we need a new goalie coach. What are your thoughts?
That might be something, Michael, honestly, because I know people have brought up coaches a lot, and I don't really disagree. I get very worried about the development. Rochester typically does well, but there is this, for a lot of these guys, that sort of stopgap of, okay, they're really good in the AHL. They can't seem to make the jump to the NHL. Goalies, you could argue maybe it's the same thing. Like, we're having a really hard time with Devon Levi, right, Derek? I mean, like, he's incredible. Mike. At times in Rochester, but Mike. He gets to the NHL and it's stark. It's different.
Mike Bales, Marty Wolford are two assistant coaches that I have wanted off of this roster now for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, sorry, Michael.
It's all right. Like, apologies.
It doesn't look like it's happening because the goaltending coach isn't the only one. Even Seth Appert running the power play, it looks more of like the same systemic issues.
It doesn't help either that most Lindy Ruff teams don't have great power plays.
Yeah, that's
that,
not going
that doesn't
to help.
Help either.
That's not going to help. But yeah, no, I don't see any change to the coaching staff, sadly. I like the monsoon analogy because it's not what you expected. It's a move. It's a splash. But why is it raining sideways?
why is it raining sideways? Why am I worried a tree might fall into my room?
Why am I worried right now? Do I need a raft?
The Ryan Johnson thing is also interesting.
Ryan Johnson is...
Because he was like their only big like defensive prospect that wasn't drafted first overall.
And it really has become like they are kind of, at least compared to their forward group, they are kind of barren on the back end.
It's not good.
And Ryan Johnson was supposed to be chief amongst that group.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson does look like he's ultimately going to top off at a bottom pair defenseman.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You need those. That's how you lose Stanley Cup finals, by the way, or that's how you lose in the playoffs. Look at me talking about playoffs. But Cody Ceci shouldn't have been in the top four for Dallas.
Right. Yeah.
That man should be a bottom pair defenseman. Matias Samuelsson should be a bottom pair defenseman. He's not paid like it, but he should be a bottom pair defenseman. If he's playing less minutes a night, are we as angry about Samuelsson?
I mean, like, probably objectively, no. There's
Thank
less
you.
Time to make mistakes.
Thank
less
you.
Time to affect the game.
Thank you. So that's all I got to say about that.
And then on Kesselring and the whole goalie thing, that's where I've been at. I think if you improve the blue line, you'll at least get competent goaltending. Because I think there is at least a competent goalie in UPL.
Or you have your answer.
In maybe both UPL and Levi.
Yeah,
but
you
they
can have your answer
rough
and move
defensively
on
for years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, but that's been a talking point for I think most fans is that they really needed a partner for Owen Power. This move,
it doesn't.
Inarguably, doesn't. We'll see how well. But inarguably, it doesn't. 803-0550, the number to call. Rich, Anthony, if you hold on, we'll get to you guys coming up after this quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely, and that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated, but that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams just a few days ago in his pre-draft availability, him alongside assistant general manager Jerry Fortin speaking with the media. And that's a clip, he's not talking about a specific player. But I'd argue after last night, all signs are pointing to J.J. Paterka.
That makes that last line kind of make no sense.
It does.
At that point.
Josh was talking to us in the breaks. We're listening to it. And it's weird because I'm with him in that first one. Like, I'm like, okay, like now you're painting me a picture of how this trade went down. I don't have to agree with it, but you're painting me the picture. I can see it. It's the ending where I'm like, this is about Paterka. You kind of just did that. But then, and I've mentioned this, I then have to wonder – okay, how bad was it internally?
Enough that the Sabres have not put up anything about goodbye JJ or thank you.
I don't know if it's necessarily petty. I do wonder if it's this was not a good relationship by the end. Publicly, it was fine. Internally, may have been really bad.
It may have been a lot worse.
I do wonder if it's stuff where maybe Lindy Ruff and his coaching staff really believed he is not going to take a step defensively and that he is just going to be a one-trick pony and an expensive forward that they simply cannot. I mean, that very quickly becomes a luxury piece that they can't afford. On a team that can't make the playoffs, they kind of can't afford that.
Yeah, it's.
I wonder. We probably won't get the full answers, but I do wonder.
But this is why we can no longer look at this trade in isolation. Last night we have our moment to be angry, to be surprised, to be shell-shocked. This morning, you learn a little bit more about Kesselring. You learn a little bit about Doan. And now you think, Adams has work to do still. A lot to do still. One move does not make an off season, and if it does, we have a lot angrier conversations.
More, you're worried because of past off seasons.
If that's it, then there's a problem.
Yeah, if this is really going to be it. I don't think it will, but past off seasons would tell you they don't do a ton, and that is worrying. 803-0550, the number to call. Next up, Anthony on the line. Anthony, how are we doing this morning?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
So it's why is it always is a fan base for us that the words you guys keep saying, it's underwhelming.
Yeah.
It's the press conferences that make you walk away from saying, like, God, I can't stand this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's why are we subjected as a fan base to that? Why is that the standard? The bar is so low for this man to clear. So low. And it's so at best by doing this trade, what has he done? Bought himself a week to say he's going to do something. And you guys have just said past seasons have told us nothing will happen. What GM in the NHL has two number one first overall picks as defensemen wouldn't trade their left arm for that just as starting? I mean, everything is there, and he can't do it. If you want to compare it to something else, maybe Kevin Adams should go be a weatherman because that's the only job you can keep him be wrong this much. It's been so long. Everyone used to demonize Darcy Rogier. I'd cry if Darcy Rogier became the GM again. Like, that's the standard has just become so low to say, please just do something. Make us competitive. In a sport where you can flip a coin to make the playoffs, it's a 50-50 shot. You got it wrong 13 times in a row. You know what? Of all the craziest things we've done, hiring Ralph Kruger was probably something that was either going to be the smartest thing or the dumbest thing in the world. So maybe, yes, Kevin Adams is absolutely not the answer for this organization. But even taking it a step farther and saying, where is Terry's role in this? Because quite frankly, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Josh Allen, the Bills probably wouldn't be a quarter of the way where they are now. So maybe as an entire fan base with the Bills and the Sabres, we take a little bit harder look at our owner here and say, what are you really doing here? Yeah, because how many jobs has Josh Allen saved?
Yeah, Anthony, I think you bring up a good point there. It's something I feel, I mean, I mentioned in the last hour, I don't really have a fond feeling about most sports owners. I mean, and don't even get me started about the ones for the teams that I root for. I think that's just the nature of the beast with sports.
Don't worry, there's going to be something, I'd imagine, like in some due time after like NHL offseason going on and everything. The report about the NFL with guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, cartoonish villains sometimes owners can be.
Yeah, very much so. I do look at, though, you bring up Josh Allen, like how many jobs has he saved? I think that's true for a lot of sports, that the one star player that you – it's at times, and I think especially in sports, it is better to be lucky than right.
It is sickening, though.
It sucks.
That the Sabres have Rasmus Dahlin, and they can't sniff it.
No, and I think it's because – and you saw it with – and we've had people bring it up today. Pegula at the start with the Bills. Hiring Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan and how much of a train wreck that was.
Right.
Where now they've got adults in the room. And I've heard people bring that up too. So I do want to say this. It is much easier said to just say, get two guys that have a plan in the room. I guarantee you Kevin Adams has had a plan. I guarantee you most of the people they've hired have had a plan. Ralph Kruger included had a plan. And it sounded really good on paper. But that doesn't mean it's going to go well. Lucky.
Also,
Jack Quinn doesn't get two brutal lower body injuries that ruined his development. Where are they at now?
Quinn's probably the more promising, and they're probably holding on to JJ at that point, too.
Probably holding on to JJ. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen doesn't throw a 180 this year in terms of his goaltending abilities from last year.
Oh, if that
what happens?
If last year, like this past season, Luukkonen was what he was two seasons ago, they're a playoff team. And that's factual.
And I know
goaltending sunk them this year. Last thing about this with that caller. Hey man, don't dog on weatherman like that. You want to know why? Because we exist too.
I was actually going to say draft experts can be wrong like all the time. Keep their job.
Any sports pundits.
Yeah, it can be super
can
wrong.
Can be wrong and still have their job. So
weatherman get a bad rep. If the wind changes by like a mile, you're screwed.
But it's not like we're any better.
Like sports pundits You can just say anything and you're fine. Draft experts?
Yeah, I'm looking. The television's on ESPN right now. I don't think I have to say any more in that context.
Yeah. Whether they get a bad rep, it's the draft experts and the sports pundits. They get to be wrong more than anybody.
No, I'll absolutely have some fun point the sword at us. Like, come on.
I started as a draft junkie. My whole thing is I'm going to be wrong way more than I'm right.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I will say, I was not a Rosen guy. I was a Darnold guy. I liked Josh Allen, but I was a Darnold guy. I did get Shakir right, though, and I will stand on business with that.
Good.
Back to the phone lines. We go to Rich next up. Rich, how are we doing today?
Gentlemen, good morning still. Good morning.
Still morning, yep.
Just to give you guys a little bit of love. You guys are fresh and up-and-comers. Mr. Kramer, I've always enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
Zach, you're moving up the ladder.
Thank you.
Second point is two-part question. What or who is Doyne going to be? Is he going to be on the roster or is he going to be a Rochester player? Secondly, who gets Petratha's spot, assuming we don't get any more trades or free agent signings? Who do you think, if that doesn't happen, is the best Rochester player to get that spot that Petratha is now left for?
Rich, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Rich.
Derek, and on the Rochester point, you've watched them a ton in person, so yeah, I'm going to kind of give the stage to you.
Well, let's go in order. Josh Doyne, probably bottom six.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put him on the third line.
In Buffalo.
Maybe I would like a grouping of him, Benson, and Zucker. That sounds fun. It's fast, physical, and intense if you throw those three players together. As for a Rochester player to look out for, if the left wing spot is vacated and remains that,
mm-hmm.
you're probably looking at Konstantin Hellenius or Isaac Rosén. And I don't know what Rosén is at this point. He's kind of a mystery.
Yep.
He has not had a lot of time in the NHL. I do think that he would offer a little bit more for you. But now, this is the funny thing about holding on to all your prospects. It's time. Bell's ringing. Come get your spots, kids. Because there's a juicy top six role available for some highly touted prospects. If I'm to rank it, I'd go Hellenius, Rosén, Östlund.
So is this going to be like the Joker meme in The Dark Knight where he just breaks the pool stick and he's like, all right.
Yes.
Someone's going to do it.
Someone's going to do it. And that's if they don't do anything with free agency, they don't add a top six with a Byram trade, then that's it. Here we go. Break the pool stick. We're going to have tryouts.
Such a good performance. Such a good performance. The movie overall, pretty good. I've soured on Christian Bale's performance as Batman.
All right, we don't need to do this today.
Michael Russo of The Athletic reporting, the Wild were in on J.J. Paterka. They did have some sort of trade packages. And just to kind of break it down, according to Russo, the Wild offered Marco Rossi as a starting package. They were willing to include more, but the Sabres did not want to add another undersized forward. The Wild were not trading Faber, and it's not clear if Yurich would have been enough to move the needle. So now, and I know Chad Edmonisis has brought this up as well, the expectation is that Byram is going to be the trade package for a forward. We'll see, though, if that develops. But Marco Rossi's name has been brought up a lot.
Why did you give me that name?
Now, but I will say, are we sitting here kind of saying the same thing of, okay, you traded Paterka for Rossi, we still need a defenseman?
Yeah, and that's what Byram's for.
But we're kind of having the same conversation.
We're having the same conversation, different boxes.
Different boxes.
But I do... It hurts a little bit that Rossi was thrown in there,
that's the
reportedly.
Thing. But that's the thing. Rossi would have been the name that most people would have seen it last night and been, okay.
But also, that is center depth. You can't get enough of that in the NHL.
No, you can't.
So that, like, it hits a little differently in that sense, too. Mm-hmm. Not just a more recognizable name coming back.
But center depth.
But center depth is center depth, and you can never have enough of it. Especially if one of your centers is not known for particularly being healthy. I know that's not a fair thing to say, but it's true.
It's true at this point.
Like it's
very true at this point.
It's something that's measurable. The game's played there, or the lack thereof, I should say. So, if Rossi comes back, I'm pretty sure everyone's feeling a lot differently about the deal. A, because it's a big name, and B, because center depth is center depth. You can never have too much of it. It's like hungry, hungry hippos at that point for me. Give me more.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the marbles. There's still work to be done. Ultimately, and I think that it's going to be the beautiful way we can wrap this up, is I have started to hate the deal less. What I do hate more is the idea of power dynamics being mm-hmm. forfeited and laughing off about misinformation when a player was traded 3 days later.
It's just such a tough look.
It's so bad. It's almost like an unforced error.
It's such an unforced error. It's so unforced. Every time.
The box says trap inside, and then you open it, and then like you have glitter on your face. Why'd you open it?
Yeah, why'd you open it?
So that's
it told
it
you
is.
What was going to happen. Just didn't spell it out for you.
I'm with you, though. Let's see what happens on Monday. We can grade the weekend as it is at that point and include this in there. And free agency starts on Tuesday. Buckle up, because we have just been shown it is going to be a roller coaster this year.
Whether they do anything or not, it'll be a roller coaster. Quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final second here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Do want to thank everyone for calling in today. It's been a lot of fun getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We have talked about the 100 holes of golf, which Jeremy Weiss taking part in, Nate Geary's taking part in. Owen Parker is going to head down there to
a little caddying.
We also have another thing going on today, which is the 11-day power play. Derek, you, Josh, Owen, a bunch of you guys are taking part in it tonight, so I'll give you the floor here to kind of preview
All right, so here we go, baby. This is where I have my fun, and I do a little bit of a smack talk thing. Radman, you're going down. Kevin Carroll, you are a pylon. Finky, love you, but get wrecked.
love you are a pylon. It's so good.
The morning skate is going to get their fair share here from the WGR team today.
How you feel about your game? Where's it at?
Terrible. I have not skated all year, and yet I have the confidence that I'm going to score multiple goals.
Josh, how are we feeling about tonight?
I, like Derek, have not skated as a player all year. I have been playing goalie here and there for a league I play in.
I also bought new skates, so I'm extra cooked.
That's the one thing that I do not have the disadvantage of. My skates are nice and broken in, so that'll be fine for me.
I did take them out for a couple days last week. I went on Sunday as well, so I did try to really get to that point of like, all right, let's see how confident my legs are going to be at this point. Feet don't fail me now, mostly because I brought the smack talk just now, and also said I'm probably going to lead GR staff in goal scoring.
Man, you both as athletes. Like, I know my body's a looted temple. It's not taken care of well. But at least when I was getting ready for a race, I did a little warm up for a month or two.
Oh, you know what?
Come on, boys.
I'm going to take an hour to stretch today.
I'm gonna stretch a bunch today. As soon as I get home.
25 minutes.
Last year, when I was on site for the 11-day for day two of the draft, I legitimately would take moments and say, Brayton and Callie, you guys take this next segment entirely. I'm literally gonna go walk around and stretch. In your 30s, stretching is key. If you don't stretch, you're dead. You're toast. You're cooked.
Oh, but an hour seems excessive.
No, it's not.
This is where we need to take care of our body beforehand.
Well,
so
sure.
So we can go in a little bit nicer.
But Zach, even if I
this
did.
This is 3 hours.
Even if we did take care of our bodies beforehand, I still would stretch for an hour.
I'll lead stretches. You going to be there?
Sure.
All right. I'll lead the stretches.
Yeah,
we'll do the WGR team stretches.
It's like my high school swim team. It was like a stretching circle before
yep,
we did
yep,
it. Yeah, I didn't participate. I mean, I was there. Oh. I did not stretch very much.
Not a team player over here.
I was a team player. I was there, but
it's a good thing he's not out there tonight.
I'm not going to pull anything.
Other than
when
the
I'm
fact
stretching.
That if you haven't seen it, Derek Kramer 49, I think it was retweeted by the station.
Yeah, I retweeted it.
There's a picture of Zach that I finally posted it like a jerk. So now I did see a comment under there of saying, you're going to be at risk for not knowing puck.
I don't even know what sweatpants are.
Rondax Ripper tweeted in, poor guy, gonna be a you don't know puck meme.
100%, and it should be. That's exactly the meme you should use. I look like a baby gazelle out there, missing a foot.
As we're talking about the Paterka trade, I'm unleashing this picture on you.
It's not better either. It's exactly so mean. My girlfriend has wanted to go ice skating, and I'm like, cool, am I getting the walker?
There are adult-sized walkers.
And I'm like, I do.
But that'll do it for us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, Team WGR, 6 o'clock at Harbor Center. And guess what? The Paterka trade happened. I'm sure we're going to hear about it from Sabres Live. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.